Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So once again, as we wait for my brother to come on, wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us to assemble together. And you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you would be in the midst. Therefore, Lord, we are considering that you are here because of your word. And therefore, Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask that you will bless your word as it is spoken and as it is heard in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come to give you glory and honor today. So therefore, Lord, help us to share your word and rightly divide it unto those that are listening. Father, we pray that those who hear would take to you the things that we are giving them, that they may get a witness for themselves. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the presence of your spirit, and we give you honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. We are on part 7 of the series of Restoration, the Church Name. We are on the 7th and final part tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the precious word of God. And I ask that if you have your Bibles, let us turn to the book of James chapter 2. The book of James chapter 2. If you have your Bibles, turn with us because we want you to follow us in scripture. Amen. We're not trying to do anything hideous. Amen. And we want you to take what we're giving you to the Lord. And for those of you that are listening, hey, you might not have your Bibles with you, but if you got a pencil and piece of paper, jot these things down, if you will, and take it to the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. James chapter 2, we're going to look at verse 7. James chapter 2, looking at verse 7. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of God says, James chapter 2, verse 7, do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called. Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Oh, blessing the Lord. Thank God we have another blessed day in Christ. Thank God for you joining us, brother. It is extra ammunition against the enemy.
Amen.
And we know it's something that he really hates. And that which he hates brings us joy. So I thank
Amen.
God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to the living God. We are good about Shatta. On part 7 tonight, our 7th and final part of this series, And brother, I have started off reading James chapter 2, verse 7 to the listeners. The word of God said, "Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called." Glory to God. This name, the people, I want you to hear this. This is the name that we as the body are onefold supposed to be called by. Notice that James here is not talking to just anyone, okay? But he's talking to Christians. Well, you say, well, how do you know that? Because in James chapter 1, verse 7, he referred to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. He calls them my brethren.
Amen.
My brethren. So you can't glory to God. Everybody, now I'm speaking to you, Christian, everybody is not your brethren if they have not received Jesus Christ as Lord. You might want them to be, but
they're not.
Just like we heard one time that someone said, well, the Mormons is our brothers. No, they're not. Okay? If they have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and not born again of the blood, no, they're not. Okay?
Amen.
So here James is talking to Christians, and he said, do they not blaspheme that worthy name by which ye should be, that which, by which ye are called? Now, we've been talking to you about the name. See, in this work of restoration, restitution of all things, the church that Christ is coming back for is going to take on his name. Okay? Hallelujah. And this name that James is talking about here is the name of Jesus Christ, the name of Christ. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we don't supposed to be jumping around joyous when they're blaspheming the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you got some Christians, they laugh alone with the sinners. Sinners can crack all kinds of jokes about Jesus and talk disrespectful stuff, and they just and just laugh it off. I don't find it funny.
Amen.
I don't find it humorous. Remember when you were growing up and how mama taught you that everything ain't funny? Remember when you saw the person in the wheelchair with a bald head and you made fun of, oh, look at that wheelchair, mama, pop your pow. You look at mama with that look on your face, like, what you hit me for? Mama said, listen, baby, everything ain't funny. You don't just laugh at anything. Or when you saw somebody fail, you bust out the laugh and pow, she pop you again. You looking up at her, what you hit me for? She tell you, say, everything is not funny, baby. When they blaspheme the name of your Lord and your God, it shouldn't be funny. Amen?
Amen.
But see, sometimes we want to laugh it off because we want to fit in. So what's more important, you fitting in or standing for Christ? You decide. Glory to God. But this name, the name of Jesus, when the smoke clears and when it all glory, all said and done, this is the name that the body of Christ, who going to be onefold, understand it's onefold, is going to be called by. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you. Hallelujah. You ain't gonna have to worry about saying I'm a this and I'm a that. Okay? And that, it ain't going to be none of that. See, right now, we still in that era now. Okay? We embrace one another so far. But our names of what we calling ourselves, even denomination, all that, you can say what you want, but with many of us, it goes a long way. Okay? And we make sure you know that's the difference in our teaching from your teaching. Glory to God. But when the smoke clears, it's going to be the Church of Christ. Glory to the living God.
Amen.
Now, If you would, walk with me. Let's go to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Glory to God. John chapter 10. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now I'm going to read verses 1 to verse 3. Oh, we're talking about the name of the people. We've already shown you in this series that they were called Christians. And we already show you in this series that those supposed to be born again supposed to be married to Christ. And those that are supposed to be born again supposed to be the church. The church is referred to as his wife. And we know that the wife takes on the name of her husband. Now, I told you this once before. Now, you're trying to be funny. The way we're going today, don't be surprised if they come up with some law to change that. Because you have some women, I did use the word some, not all, so put down your stones and your bricks. But you got some women that say, I ain't going to take up my, I got my own independence, you know. And to that I said, well, what you get married for? But anyhow, going on, John chapter 10,
amen.
Verse 1 through 3, the word of God says, this is what Jesus said. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbing up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Ain't that the truth?
Amen.
Ain't that the truth? Glory to God. But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name. Uh-oh. And leadeth them out. He calleth his own sheep by name.
Amen.
Now, some of us may look at this where it says he calleth his own sheep by name and say, oh, he know my name Nathaniel, and he's going to say Nathaniel. Well, that's part of it, okay? But that ain't just confined to that. It ain't just confined to the birth name. Because the word of God here says he calls them. The word them referred to as a group or a body or one fold by name. The Church of Christ. Hallelujah. He called them by the name that they took upon themselves. They took upon themselves to be called by the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. He's going to call his sheep by name. Hallelujah. And he called and said, all my followers, come on over here. Remember, the Bible tells us, glory to God, in Matthew, what, chapter 25, how he going to separate, what, the sheep and the goats? Amen.
Amen.
He's going to call them out by name, people. Now, remember, I told you before, in the body of Christ, there is topics that I call hot topics, and there's topics that I call dynamite. This is dynamite, okay? This kind of topic right here probably makes someone want to hit you in the nose. Now, I'm just going to be straight up and honest with you, because you have them saying, well, I know God told me to name the church this, and you don't know what you said, and get hot mad.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. Thank God for his word. Now,
amen.
I'm going to ask you to walk with me again one more time. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7. Glory be to God. Jeremiah chapter 7. Hallelujah. And we're going to look at these. I'm going to read these verses here. My key verse is going to be verse 10. I'm going to read Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 10. Now, this is the word of the Lord coming to Jeremiah. Okay? The word of the Lord coming to Jeremiah. Verse 1 says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. not from his cousin, not from his auntie, hallelujah, not from any other, through any other vessel. This word comes to Jeremiah. Do you get that? See, in your life as a Christian, see, God chooses any way he wants to get his word through you, to you. Sometimes he get it to you through someone else, but there's times where God sent a word straight to you. Okay?
Amen.
You say, well, why are you saying this, Brother Nate? Because so many of you are running, looking for a word from the Lord through other people. Now, I didn't even have it on my mind to say that, but I just said it right now. You're too dependent on other people. You won't spend time with God so the word of the Lord can come straight to you. You want to run to other people. What did God say? What do you see about me? What is God telling you about me? Wait a minute. You mean you can't ask God yourself? Now,
amen.
Verse 1 says, the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye Judah that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if ye truly amend your ways and your doings, if ye truly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Did you get that? Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Woo! Glory to God. Did you hear that?
Amen.
He said, you stand before me in this house. Now get this, and I need you to hear this clearly. When he said, and you stand before me in this house. Now, in that time, there was a literal building, a temple that was given unto the Lord. But you must remember something. Much of the scripture has a twofold application. Okay?
Amen.
Now, I took a pause for a minute because I'm letting that sink in.
Amen.
Because many of us just look at it one way. Okay? And there are some scriptures that point at one way particular, but most of your scripture has a twofold application. And that twofold is not only the literal or natural, but it's also the spiritual. Okay?
Amen.
Glory be to God. And when he said, you come and stand before me in this house. Okay? Hallelujah. On the spiritual side, this house can represent the household of God. Remember in Ephesians chapter 2 where he speaks about how you are fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God. And this household of God is called by what? Which is called by my name.
That's right.
Glory to God. Well, what name is you talking about, Brother Nate? The name we've been telling you throughout the whole series. The name of Christ. This household. This one fold. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory to the name.
To be called by his name. And he said, my people have accept lying.
Amen.
Then you said, we are delivered to do these abominations. You think some people that claim to be Christians don't think that way? Well, guess again, keep your ears open, you'll hear it. You got some Christians that justify abominable works. They justify committing abortion. They justify committing homosexuality. If you don't believe me, you need to go on your internet and look on your news, because you got pastors that's coming out telling you, say, they live in a homosexual life, and get this, they ain't planning to change.
Oh, yeah, bad.
You got pastors up in the pulpits that are transgender.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's not good.
And if you don't believe me, look on your news from last year, okay? You got people that talking about that church that turned loose that one that was a transgender. Think he was once a man and got transgender to a woman. When they found out about it, they like, hey. So what did he, she, or whatever you want to call it, do? They came down south and joined and got into a church, I think, in New Orleans. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, Jesus.
And now they said, we were deliberate to do these abominations. My question is, what kind of God you serve? Because you ain't serving the true and living God.
No, you're not.
We are deliberate to do all these abominations.
Amen.
Come on, people. Okay. Time to open our eyes.
Yes.
We're supposed to be called Christians, followers of Christ. Christ wasn't having no homosexual relationship with no people. You got folks talking that noise for years. There ain't no proof nowhere in the scripture. And guess what? You ain't going to find it. Okay? The true and living God is not going to sit up there and tell you that even in the Old Testament, this is abomination, and the one that do it should die, which represents judgment, and then turn around and say, you can go ahead and sleep with many same-sex partners as you want to.
Amen.
That's an unstable God. And in case you didn't notice, but I serve a stable God who knows what he wants. He knows what he wants to do. He knows what he's saying. You're never reading the scripture where God said, oops, I didn't intend to say that.
I made a mistake.
You ain't going to find it. And if you tell me you did find it, I know it ain't in the book of the Word of God. That's a book you made up, because you ain't going to find it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just read, look at what he was telling his people of Judah at that time. Well, guess what? It goes for his people today. Remember, twofold application.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Isn't that like that today?
Yeah.
Many of the pews don't want the preacher that preaching the truth. They want the preacher that's lying.
Amen. That's what they want.
I want you to dull my senses with all the lies that you telling. Go ahead and just tell me that how it ain't nothing wrong with me fooling around with the same sex and tell me how much God loves me. I want all that lying that you spewing out your mouth so you can sit up there just dull my senses and get me all excited and jump and tell them, say, I need to bring you back in the pulpit. They trusted in lying words.
Amen.
When the true ministers get behind there and say, God said repent, they turning their heads and they frowning, and they're telling the deacons, we don't want him no more. Don't you invite him no more. Don't you tell him to come back here. And if you do tell him to come back, we're going to leave this church and go down the street. That's what they looking for, because they trust in lying words.
Yeah.
The word of God said, through Paul to Timothy, that time shall come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap unto themselves teachers having itchy ears, who will turn their ears away from the truth unto fables, unto myths, okay? They want to hear that Greek and Egyptian kind of stuff, Poseidon and all these kind of Egyptian gods and what they did, and they believe more than that than they believe in the true and living God. Talking about God's own people. Now, we talking about the sinner man. Sinner man doing what he doing.
Yeah.
We're talking about those that claim, oh, I'm for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody gives somebody else's hug, and they say, thank you, Jesus. The Lord sure gave them to me. Are you kidding me?
Amen.
If y'all don't believe me, keep your ears open. They are people. Listen, some of God's own people are thanking God for abominations.
They are thanking God for simple stuff. I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you something I know. I have heard people say stuff. Oh, praise the Lord. I got that raise. Yeah, you got it by you lying on the application.
Amen.
Oh, my God. I know some of you say, I wish you go and sit down, Brother Nate. Let somebody else go up here and start speaking. Well, guess what? It ain't time for me to turn it loose yet. So I still have to say, glory to God. We're supposed to be called by a name. How are we portraying Christ? Are we portraying him to be a liar, a thief, a drunkard? How are we portraying him? How are we showing, you know? We're supposed to be called by his name. Amen. We got all these other names we made up, and we said it don't mean nothing. Oh, yes, it do. Yes, it do. Yes, it do. It reflects the teaching. Because get this, everyone that's claiming to be of Christ is not fully found on the foundation. You said, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? Do you know that some that claim to be of Jesus, they don't believe in such things as the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
No, they don't believe, man. You go turn around, start speaking in tongues, they'll tell their members, don't you go over there. Well, what's wrong with them? That tongue-speaking stuff. You got some of them that tell you that even the gifts of God has been done away with when the last apostle died, as they said. The gifts of God went with them. And so the devil said, I can work with that. So now the devil is getting these religions and these organizations that don't even believe in the working of the Holy Spirit, and they're taking the name Christian and putting it to them. Amen. Yeah, why don't you join the Masons? They're a Christian organization. I said, what kind of Christian are you talking about? What, Jehovah's Witness are Christian? What you mean? They ain't nowhere near no Christian.
You believe in Jesus, Lord. Amen.
But do you know that some of us as believers are falling for it? Why? Because we don't search nothing out.
Amen.
We ain't searching nothing. People come up to us and say, I believe in the Lord. Oh, well, he believe in the Lord. And then you go in their house and see big old mask up in there, and they're worshiping some dog face thing, and you going, what is that? What is that with them horns that look like a goat? Oh, I told you I worship God. That ain't the true and living God.
It don't matter.
We don't search nothing. We just go by people that come and tell us. Amen. And so now with these other religions and organizations that are attaching the name Christian to it, instead of us searching it, we going, oh. And so this is how we getting fooled. These other religions and organizations, they going out and they helping the little kids, and they said they feeding the poor. And so we going, wow, they got to be of the Lord. What's the name of your organization, Masonic? Oh, they of the Lord. Why? Because I saw them feeding little children. And you don't even search up what they're about. You know, the devil said, if I can fool you, I will. Amen. I can fool you, I will. But see, you got to search up and be able to discern. See, that's just like that minister, when they baptized that woman that was demonic possessed, and when that demon started talking through her to that man, and that man of God started commanding him to come out, and then the woman started holding her stomach and said, oh, my stomach hurt, and then raised back up and said, I fool you. That's what that demon said. That man said, you didn't fool me. I said, come out. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord tonight. Thank you,
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stop it here.
I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother so he can... I done popped the devil in both his knees, And he's grabbing his knees. So, my brother, it's going to hit him in every other place. And his hand's going to be steady moving because he's going to grab his head. He grabbing ankles. He grabbing thighs. Because my brother, it's going to come with that word and hit him. So, amen. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the power of your word. Thank you, Lord God, for being with us, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. As we represent you, Lord God, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We have set our eyes upon you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you should lead us, guide, direct us, Lord God, into all truth. In Jesus Christ's name, O Lord God, we admonish you, Lord God. We acknowledge you, Lord God, as Lord, as Savior, Lord God. Hallelujah, as the one who knoweth all things. Glory to the Lamb, the Spirit of truth. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My brother was telling you, hallelujah, search the scriptures, for in them you think you know me. Hallelujah. You think you know the Lord. Okay, you think you know things, but you don't know unless you search deeply. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Unless you get a sure foundation. The devil would never tell you to search the scriptures. Okay?
Right.
Mormons would never tell you to search the scriptures and try the spirits. Okay? Hallelujah. No, people that's into the devil will never tell you to search the scriptures. Only people that's born again of the water and the spirit that really believe the word of God will tell you to search the scriptures. Okay? We don't have anything to hide. We don't have nothing to hide, okay? Hallelujah. We ain't trying to hide our hair. We ain't trying to lie to you. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. We ain't trying to deceive you. We ain't trying to bring you into our fold, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because to us, the fold belongs to Christ. It don't belong to us.
Yes,
the body of Christ belongs to Christ. The souls belong to Christ. They are not ours.
Amen.
The body of Christ is not in the hands of ministers, okay? The body of Christ is in the hands of God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read something to you from Exodus, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Why are you going way back there? Exodus, the third chapter, sixth verse, says, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to the 13th and the 14th verse. That same third chapter. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and they shall say unto me, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? There's something in the name, okay? Glory to the Lamb. That's what we talked about today, okay? The name. Thank you, Jesus. What is in a name? Thank you, Jesus. What is his name?
Amen.
What shall I say unto them, says Moses? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's one scripture there, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But that's a witness that God witnessed of his own self, okay? Thank you, Jesus. God don't need the witness of no man. But God does let men testify of him and witness of him, okay? Because hallelujah, his word say out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, right? So if God abides by his own word, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read through this, okay? Starting at the first verse, okay? And this is the whole chapter, okay? So I'm going to read right through it, okay? Hallelujah. And you're going to get the idea. When you hear these words, okay, you're going to get the idea. 43rd verse, the first verse starting at the the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. But now thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thank you, Jesus. What's in the name? God gave
Amen.
God gave his people a name, right?
Amen.
His name called, is their name called by something else? Thank you, Jesus. Is their name called by something else? No.
Amen.
Thou art mine. God named his people. And he said, thou art mine. Second verse.
Amen.
When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Fourth verse. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Thank you, Jesus. Fifth verse. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Thank you, Jesus. Sixth verse. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. The Lord's about to gather his people. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Seven verse. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For the glory of God were you created. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not to do your own will, but to do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have formed him. Yea. I have made him. Eighth verse. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Hallelujah, to the things that we say this day to you. Thank you, Jesus. Tenth verse. My witnesses, said the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. Hallelujah. Neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. Thank you, Jesus. 12th verse. I have declared, I have saved, I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, said the Lord, that I am God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Understand these words. And hallelujah. Get the mind of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 13th verse. Yea, before the day was, I am he. Before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus said the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans. I is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One. This is the 15th verse. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. 16th verse. Thus said the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. 17th verse. Which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army, and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. 18th verse. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Thank you, Jesus. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Hallelujah. That Lord is doing a new thing. Thank you, Jesus. If you will receive it, this is Elias.
Amen.
Lord, come. Thank you, Jesus. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all the dry places, hallelujah, the Lord will make lush. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They will be made fat. Thank you, Jesus. 20th verse. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. Hallelujah. Even in the desert. 21st verse. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. 23rd verse. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not called thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. 24th verse. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 25th verse. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Okay? So it don't matter what you did before. Thank you, Jesus. The only thing that matters is you humble yourself and repent of your sins and come to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let him gather you together with him. Thank you, Jesus. 26th verse. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified that has sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, now Lord's talking about, we're talking about the ministers, brother. Talking about the ministers that lead the people wrong, okay, and pastors that lead people wrong, okay. This is what this talking
Amen.
About, okay? You're being taught wrong. Because you got to be taught according to the word of God, okay? The word of God is one straight path. It does not, hallelujah, or it goes around in a circle, okay? And hallelujah, and to the one that said it, it goes back to him, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want you to read also the 44th. I want you to read the 44th Isaiah also, okay? 44th Isaiah, 1 to 19. Write that down, okay, so you can read that later, okay? 45th, all the 45th of Isaiah, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord is talking about he is the Lord. There is only one. God wants his people to know, to be able to stand up on the rock of assurance, okay? Jesus is that rock, okay? He is the stone that the builders rejected, okay? The cornerstone, hallelujah, the chief cornerstone, that's Jesus, okay? He's the one that the builders rejected, hallelujah, Nimrod tried to build something, but he left the Lord God out of his plans. And when you leave the Lord God out of your plans, how can you build anything? Thank you, G. Whatever you build is just gonna be destroyed, okay? Thank you, G. It's going to fall. Why? Because you didn't build it with Christ. Hallelujah. You didn't build it with the Lord God, the Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. And no building could be built unless he built it, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Unless he give you the plans, unless he give you, hallelujah, the assignment. You can't just build something because you want to build it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you got those. Get that, okay? I want to go to John. I want to go to John 8 chapter, okay? John 8 chapter, start at 12 verse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm running through this real quick, okay? Okay.
Amen.
8 chapter, 23 to 28. Okay, I'm just going to read some of this, okay? Thank you, Jesus. 23 to 28. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins if ye believe not that I am he. Ye shall die in your sins. Okay? Only one can say that, okay? That's the Lord God. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ is like he's assuring you of life. He's assuring you of death, okay? Hallelujah. That if you don't believe in him, that you're going to die in your sins. If you don't believe that he is the very God, you're going to die in your sins. Because you ain't going to be able to stand and let you believe that he is God, okay?
Amen.
Jesus Christ ain't no little baby in no manger no more, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, hallelujah. When he's coming, he ain't going to come as no lamb. He's going to come as what? He's going to come as a lion. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's how Jesus Christ, he is king. He is Lord. He is God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Now let's go to this one right here. This is the 56th verse of that same 8th chapter, okay? And your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Okay? Now, Jesus went all the way back to the 3rd chapter of Exodus, right? He went all
Amen.
The way back there and said, I am.
Amen.
Before Abraham was, I am. Oh, man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have to say anything else? You know who we're talking about. Because when he did this, they took up stones. 59th verse says,
Amen.
Then they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out because they understood that he was saying he is the Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you hear many people, unbelievers, many antichrists, many Islam talking about Jesus Christ never said he was God. He did say he was God. But because you don't understand the scriptures, you skip all over those things, okay? When he says, I am, that's who is I am? Before Abraham was, I am. Thank you, Jesus. So that's, he's making a bold statement there, right? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let's move on. Hallelujah. I'm trying to cover this ground, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go to Revelation, 1st chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this, I love this. I love this right here, okay? Hallelujah. This, I love this. Starting at the 8th verse, okay? Revelation 1st chapter, 8th verse. And we're going to go to the 11th verse. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Did Jesus say that? Huh? People say Jesus never said that he was the Almighty. He never said he was God, right? But he said, what did he say right here? I am Alpha. That's the beginning, right? The Omega.
Amen.
Right? The beginning.
Amen.
Ending, said the Lord, which is and which was, hallelujah, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Do you know who he is? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus had never said that before. Did he ever say that? This right here, this particular thing? He's letting you know, he's letting you get another peep at him, okay? Who he is? The one that sits on the throne. There's only one that sits on the throne, brothers and sisters, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Ain't no two, ain't no three sitting on the throne, okay? That's only one sitting on the throne. Okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And he can call himself whatever he want to call himself. If he say, I'm Jesus, if he say, I'm the Lamb of God, if he say, I'm the Father, that's who he is.
Amen.
You can argue with God and say, oh, it's three sitting on, it ain't no three sitting on the throne. It's only one. It's always been only one. Okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. When the 24 elders bowed down before him, they only saw one sitting on the throne. They saw Jesus. Who is Jesus? Jesus is God. Who is God? God is Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ninth verse. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. I would say something to you before I close, okay? Now, Alpha and Omega, you notice that Jesus didn't say, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. Well, some people say that. They say, Jesus said, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega. What does that tell you? That tells you that there's no possibility for there to be any other but me. I am he. I am Alpha. Ain't no D. I am he. Thank you, Jesus. I am Alpha and Omega, the first, the last, and the last. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, the God that we worship, okay? The God that caused the three Hebrew boys to go through the fire and not be burned. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. The ones that got cast into that furnace, that fiery furnace that was heated up seven times hotter than it ever had been heated up before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, which burned up those which tried to cast them into that fire. But the boys remained alive. And they walked around in the fire. Thank you, Jesus. And there was one that appeared to them in that fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, which preserved them. Thank you, Jesus. Don't make a difference whether it was an angel or whether it was God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ himself, okay? But Nebuchadnezzar said, I see one like the Son of Man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Walking around, how did this man come and stand at the Lord even preserved Nebuchadnezzar? He came and looked into that oven and saw this sight. Thank you, Jesus, and was not burned up. Do you see the hand of
Amen.
The Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Do you see the hand of the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
The arm of the Lord is revealed. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. All glory be to the Lamb. Jesus, hallelujah. What's in the name? What's in the name? Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. The power of God is in his name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the power of God is in the name of the Lamb. Hallelujah. There's no other name. That name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. No other power, hallelujah, no other salvation in any other name but that name. That name, hallelujah,
yes,
which can heal the sick.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, which caused the devil to be cast out. Glory to the Lamb.
Yes,
that name, which
glory
is all-powerful. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To the Lamb. For the blood of the Lamb. Christ. Hallelujah. Shakta Haya.
Kanda.
Name of Jesus. Blessed
yes,
be the
Lord.
Lamb. Jesus.
Blessed be the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus. Take it away,
hallelujah.
Brother, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord. Glory to the living God. Glory. For the word of the Lord tonight, and this ends our series. People, we're telling you this. Take what we're giving you back to the Lord. I really beseech you to do that. We don't want to be just a couple of men just up here just talking, okay? We're not just talking. We're giving you something that we want you to take back to the Lord, okay? We want you to ask the Lord about this, okay? Like my brother said, we're not trying to do anything hideous. We're not trying to hide anything, okay? We have been instructed of the Lord to tell you, to let you know what he's doing, okay? Amen.
Yes.
And to point you to him. Glory to God. And it's up to you, okay, whether you would do this thing. And I want you to understand something, okay? This thing is very important, okay? Like I said, we're not, you know, here trying to make up stuff. Glory to God. But we're being real to you. And take what you hear from us and ask the Lord about it.
Amen.
This is what we're asking you to do. Okay? Because, once again, this is very important. Okay? Very important. And like I said, we're not just talking. Okay? Our job is to give you the word of God. That is our job, okay?
Amen.
Glory to God. And we're trying to get as much as this word out to you that are listening as we can, okay?
Amen.
As much as we can. Because we have told you once before, the time is going to come. We don't know exactly what day, but we know the time is going to come where the true believers are going to be denied access to the internet, to the radio, to the TV.
Yeah.
And some of y'all, once again, thinking, oh, he's talking that stuff again. But if you just really listen closely to what is being chanted in this day, you can see it's heading to that.
Yeah.
Man, anytime a mayor of a city here in the United States has to check what you say to see if you got Jesus' name in any of those things that you're saying, that should give you a sign right there. Anytime that they have the army chaplains, where they checking in when they do sermons when someone died to see if you got Jesus' name in it, that should tell you something.
Yes.
This is where this is heading, people, okay?
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is where this is heading.
Yes.
They're not going to want you to preach the truth. I'm talking about the real truth now, not the made-up stuff. They're not going to want you to preach the truth.
Amen.
They're going to get to a point. First thing I'm looking for them in doing is they get to a point where they're going to try to regulate what you preach.
Yeah.
They got to, when you say, hey, I want some airtime. Okay, we'll give it to you. What you going to speak on? Well, I'm going to speak about how homosexuality is an abomination. Uh-uh, you can't do that. I'm telling you, they're going to tell you straight out, you can't do that. Now, if you preach about the love, we'll let you get on there. And then on that sermon about the love, we want you to print out what you're going to say so we can read it over. Now, some of y'all think that, once again, we're being far-fetched. I'm telling you, this is where this thing is heading, okay?
Yeah.
It's heading to this. They're not going to want you to preach the real truth. when you look at today, one of the things that they chant and rave about and come against Christians about when Christians talk about how homosexuality is an abomination, the first thing coming out their mouth now is that, why do you hate us? Have you ever noticed that? That's what they're saying now. Now they're saying, when you say it's not right, it's an abomination in the sight of God, it's evil, the first thing coming out their mouth now is, why do you hate us? And you'll be like, I ain't saying nothing about no hate. But see, by you telling that truth, they said that's hate.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, people, and some of y'all may not see what I'm saying. If that don't open your eyes to where we headed, you got to see this thing. Because, see, understand this, that's why they passed the judgment to say same-sex marriages is legal, okay?
Yeah.
That's why they passed. So they're not going to stop there, people.
They're not going to stop.
And some of those chances, you know, you have other ministers who were being tested by the people. Two same-sex people come in and say, we want you to marry us. And the pastor said, well, listen, that's against my conviction. They mad and storms out the place. y'all remember the Christians that, what was that, about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago? Y'all remember the Christians that had their own, I think they had their own company where they baked cakes? And remember when the homosexual couple came in there and said, we want you to make a cake for our wedding? And they told him, say, hey, that's against my convictions in my Lord. And what happened? You see what happened? The people ended up having to close down their business. Now, I heard I think they opened a business somewhere else, but look what they had to go through. Why? Because they said, hey, that's against my convictions in the Lord. I can't do that. That'll be honoring y'all marriage, and God is not honoring two same-sex people getting married. Well, they got mad. Stormed out the place. Went and reported.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, people, listen, Christians, for those of you that you want to play lackadaisia game and straddle the fence and, oh, I deal with the Lord later kind of stuff, you better get ready. I'm telling you now, right now, get ready. You sit up there and keep letting time pass by. Tomorrow. Oh, when it hit, I get ready then. Hey, it may be too late.
Amen.
Because when you prepare for something and then you meet that thing which challenged you, your stance is greater. When that thing hit you and you didn't prepare, you're more subject to give in to it. Now, I know some of y'all don't believe it, but I'm telling you.
Amen.
When they come up to you and say, what do you say? And your knees knocking together so hard that they think that some is getting beat. And you up there, you can't get it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You seen some of them ministers when they was asked that question, what did they do? Now, wait a minute. Now, what are you doing all the wait a minute like you walking on eggshells? But see, that's what didn't happen, okay?
Amen.
Because many of us have taken the warning of the Lord for granted.
Yes.
When God tell you, get prepared, study to show thyself approved. Oh, well, you know, God, he's so long-suffering, and he's such a loving God. He loves me. So we have used that to say, God, I know you said that, but I know I really ain't got to do it right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Remember when mama told you to sweep the floor, and you had the attitude like, I ain't got to do it right now. All of a sudden, pop, you got hit. And you looking up at her like, what you hit me for? Boy, I told you to go and clean that room up.
Do it.
Because she meant it.
Do it.
I'm telling you, people, I see it. And many of God's people see it too, where we head. And Christianity in general, we have become pacified in carnal security. We have become pacified in our cars, in our houses. Some of us are making pretty good money on our jobs, and we have become pacified in that. And so now our thought is, that is the God life. Do you ever see the videos of these big time gospel singers? Mm-hmm. Now what they have done, they have made, if you driving a Bentley and got a big house and got three or four cars and a big bank account, they're calling that the God life. Okay?
Amen.
That's what they calling that, okay? So this is why you got so many Christians, they're pursuing for money, they're pursuing for cars, they're pursuing for houses, not pursuing for Christ, okay? Because so many believe and so many have been told that you have all these, that is the God life. If you can go out on the beaches wearing the bikinis and stuff and laying on the sand in the beach, oh, what the grace of God. They call that the God life.
God life.
This is what God wants for you. Well, I wonder what you say to our brothers and sisters in the other countries who getting their head cut off, who starving in the prisons, who hard for them to get a Bible, okay, where we can go into a dollar store and get a Bible. Their own government says no. Their own leaders are beating them for having the Bible, for believing in Christ. Their own leaders are sentencing them for death, for leaving a certain religion and becoming a Christian. What do you say to them?
Yes.
While we on the bed, on the beaches, laying up in the sand, oh, what the beautiful grace of God. Oh, this is the God life.
The God life.
Oh, thank you, Lord. See, that's what we're doing, you know. And we are law into carnal security. And so the devil has talked to us and said, you know what? Look how God's blessing you. Yeah. You know that other car over there? I know you got five, but God wants you to have six. What? Oh, wow. Just show him. You know, God did say he'd give us houses and land. He said that.
Yeah.
And so now you're pursuing car number six. And now,
amen,
many of our ministers in this pursuit of this life, they're dressing up and walking like pimps.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know the pimp walk that many of the guys do. It's that walk where you walk like something wrong with one of your legs. It's that walk where you walk like one of the legs, and I ain't trying to make fun of people, like, but one of the legs are shorter. Have y'all seen people that had a leg shorter than the other and how they walk with that limp light? Well, see, with many guys, that is the pimp walk.
Clip clop.
And so now that spirit has come over into many of those in the pulpits, and they're walking with a pimp walk.
Amen.
Dressing in the $300 and $500 suits, and they thinking they're the thing now. Yeah, I'm it now. Okay. And so I got to throw the pimp walk in there and walk with the pimp walk because I'm it. This is God right here. Well, my God. Oh, but the day finna come that you finna be challenged in your faith. Oh, the day finna come that they're going to approach you. And you're going to have to make a decision.
Yes, you are.
Glory to God. Because they're glory. They're going to threaten something that your heart is on. Hallelujah. Some of you, your heart is on your businesses. Some of you, your heart is on your jobs. When that job comes to you and say, hey, we throwing a bridal shower. Oh, yeah, really? For who? For Mary and Susie. And we want you to participate. Amen.
Amen.
And you say, and they let you know. It's mandatory. Then what you going to do? Just like with these COVID vaccines now. Now they're trying to mess with people's feelings. Well, you know, you ought to be concerned about other people. Go and take the shot.
Amen.
I say, what? Yeah, you ain't showing concern about other people. What? Huh? I'm telling you, people. I'm telling you. This is where we head. And I'm telling you, and I understand why God is revealing how his people are asleep. We are asleep. We caught up in carnal security. Some of us is caught up in praise. People just in praise you so much now to a point that your head had got swole, it's hard for you to walk now. Your head ain't got so big.
Amen.
We got preachers now bringing Hollywood folks to the church and putting them in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Why? Because they trying to get more people to come to that church.
Yes.
And guess what? They are getting more people to come. But the people ain't coming for Christ. They ain't coming to get salvation. They coming to get because their favorite Hollywood star is behind the pulpit speaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
People, you telling me you cannot see the time of where this thing is going? Some of y'all are wrapped up in having a whole bunch of people. I'm telling you, if the Lord don't send them, if the
Amen.
Lord don't send them,
Amen.
Glory to God, some of you better get ready. You might got 300 people. When you start preaching that truth of God, that 300 might go to 30.
Yeah.
Why? Because that word is finna reveal the true hearts.
There is. Amen.
Pastors, you better hear me. Pastors, you better hear me. Okay.
Amen.
You like them big numbers. You been going around bragging. I got 350 strong. 275 in Sunday school. What do you got? Now, all of a sudden, you're starting to come across the real truth. And now you're debating whether to preach it. Why is you debating? Because you know some of the members in the congregation, they doing anything and everything under the sun. Now you're afraid to preach that truth because you know that Susie and John, who's a big in this thing that they're doing that is abomination, that they'll get hot, mad, and they'll leave. So now you're in debate. Should I... I don't know, should I preach it, sir? Yeah.
Amen.
The number one thing should be the souls.
Yeah.
Whether you got 300 or whether you got three. The number one thing should be the souls, okay?
Yeah.
Is God going to grow some of these congregations? He is, but he's going to grow it his way. You got to understand, it's going to be his way.
Yes, his way.
He's not going to tell you, say, come on, you adulterers. And remain adulterous. No. When they come as adulterers, they're going to end up getting saved or they ain't staying there.
Amen.
Period. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's what we're coming to, people. The church that is called by his name. And as I say this and let my brother offer up a closing prayer, you even got sinners that think they educated in the scriptures.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg with the glasses hanging down on his nose talking about, if the church just made of saints. I said, well, you know what? You don't even know what you're talking about because, the true church is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Ain't made up just anybody. But see, that's the problem we got today. So many churches, they're just adding folks to the roster. They're adding murderers. They added convicts. They added prostitutes. They added adulterers to the roster. Because why? We want more people in the congregation. We want to tell the people why we building a bigger building that already held 1,000 and why we building a bigger building to hold 3,000.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what we want to do. We didn't get there. But the true power of the word finna manifest. Amen. And the word of God finna start cleansing. And it's finna cleanse starting at the pulpit. This is why you see some of these ministers getting exposed. Because, see, God had already sent a word of repentance to them, but they rejected it. And, see, when God be sending repentance to you and you reject it, the next thing got to happen, you got to be exposed. Because if you're leading a bunch of souls down the wrong way after God have told you repent and turn from that, then exposure is the next thing that happens.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And this is why the cover being unpoor, because God is going to prepare a ministry. God
yes,
is going to
start.
That's why he's starting in the pulpits first. All y'all in the pews clapping and saying, that's right, you show that pastor. That's where he is. Guess what? God's going to come to your door soon. He's going to come down your way soon. So while you up there clapping and talking about, yeah, you show those dirty preachers. I knew they wasn't no good. That's right, God, show them up. Don't worry. Hold on, because he's going to come in your living room.
Yes, he is.
Amen. He coming in your living room. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
All these people that's talking about, yeah, that's why I need the preachers. That's all a preacher wants is money and women. That's all they want. That's why they being showed up. Uh-huh. But guess what? If you doing the same thing, even though you ain't a minister, you finna be showed up.
Amen. That's right.
Because God finna prepare people. And the people he preparing is not just a ministry, but he's going from the top down to the pews.
Amen. Sure is.
So hold on. Here he comes.
Amen.
He finna do a cleansing, people, in the body of Christ.
Cleansing. Amen. Amen.
That's why we're talking to you about this restoration and restitution of all things. God is finna do a cleansing. Because some of y'all in the pews, you won't even listen to what your pastor telling you. You want to be a rebellious. You want to be in a stubborn spirit. You want to do your own thing and tell my God got my back and he supporting me and he's leading me this way. And why is he leading you away?
Amen. Amen.
It's the wrong spirit. And some of you, the same ones, go around telling people, I ain't getting fed. Yeah, because you don't hardly show up in church. I told you God's going to do a lot of straightening out, people. He's going to do a lot of straightening out.
Amen.
So those y'all in the pews, don't you get too comfortable while you're up there smiling. Left. Yeah, they show them pastors, all these dirty pastors. All they want is money. He's coming to your living room soon.
Amen. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And he's going to expose the people in the pews that some of these pastors is putting up to lead a choir director who has just got drunk the night before and fooling around with a bunch of married folks. He's going to expose that. Because
Amen.
Remember, before God brings the exposure, he sends the message of repentance. Remember that. He sends repentance first. Why? Because that's the act of God's love towards you.
Amen.
And if
Amen.
You reject it, especially when you are misleading other people, then next comes what? Exposure.
Amen. Amen.
Some of y'all in the pews are talking other people up against your pastors.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you are. You're talking them against your pastors.
Yes.
You're getting together on the committee board. We need to get rid of him. Pastor So-So just ain't right. And they going, yeah, yeah, you right. You sure right. He ain't right. He don't need to be in the pulpit. And next thing you know, pastor looking up, he got a revolt going on against.
Amen.
People coming out there with picket signs. Get rid of the pastor. Get him out of here.
Amen.
People, we're bringing you this message. Tomorrow we start with a new series, part one, on the polygamy. Restoration. Polygamy is not part of the restoration.
Amen.
You said, why is you telling us this? Because there are people who claim to be of the restoration, who's coming up with this stuff that's not of God, and we don't want y'all to be deceived. Because you'll look at this and say, well, y'all did say God used the person. Yeah, use them, but that don't mean everything they did was right.
Amen.
And you got to know what's part of God's work of restoration and what is not part of it. And we're going to start on part one tomorrow on the series concerning polygamy. Amen.
Amen.
And we will even talk to you about the man whom God once used, Joseph Smith. We had a bunch of them wives, and some of them wives were mother and daughters.
Yes.
Hmm. On that note, I'm going to let my brother off up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for coming and giving, oh Lord God, your people, Lord God, listening ears, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. From unstopping ears, oh Lord God, for giving them, Lord God, sight. Hallelujah. For uncovering their eyes, oh Lord Jesus, for taking the blindness off of them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus called their tongues, Lord God. Hallelujah. To confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the only God, that he is the only leader, witness, and commander, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, Lord God, let their eyes of the understanding be enlightened, continue to be enlightened, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Let your word of truth, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, envelop them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Surround them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Set them on a sure foundation, a rock, Lord God, the rock, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they might stand, Lord God, against all the wiles of the devil, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bring them back again, O Lord God, to hear more of these words, O Lord God. Hallelujah. More of your word of truth in Jesus Christ's name, Lord God. Hallelujah, and we give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, for you are the only true and living God, and beside you there is no other. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for your gift of life. Hallelujah for laying down your life, Lord Jesus, for taking it up again, and for, hallelujah, sending it up on high, Lord God. Hallelujah, and giving gifts unto men. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the Lamb. Hallelujah. For all these things, we give you honor, praise, and glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget, tomorrow night from 6 to 6:30, me and my brother will be back on with part one of Polygamy is Not Part of the Restoration. Glory be to God. And that's 7 from 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be back on with a broadcast as well. So for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.